Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, and I'm coming off the top ropes, and I've got help. I wouldn't do it alone. I've got real serious help. Before we go off the top ropes, reminding you that my pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown right here in Mississippi, there's catfish, there's Superior Catfish, only made there in Macon, Mississippi. Go to superiorcatfish.com. And so many rock star things to do. Talking about coming off the top ropes that'll make you celebrate our Mississippi, go to visitmississippi.org to find out a whole lot more. All right, my guests today are pals of mine. And thank goodness, in my heyest of days, they would have been a much-needed and very welcome and worthy bodyguards. I mean, come on. Both successful professional wrestlers. I mean, I spent a lot of time watching these guys before I ever met them. They were household names, made their mark by body slamming opponents to the mat, throwing the villain out of the ring, playing in cages. I mean, who gets to play in cages? And I mean, grab a folding chair and let it rip. And whatever it took to entertain the millions and millions of fans, you know, that watch wrestling, I mean, they were as good as it ever was. Guest one's been on here before, but it's been many moons ago. He was a former Southeastern super heavyweight full contact karate champion, by the way. I mean, are you kidding? Guest two, another very, very tough cookie, had multiple in the ring names like Big Sexy, Disgraceland, Hunk of Love. I mean, I'm sensing a little Elvis theme, Mississippi baby. His birthplace, actually Pontiac, Michigan. Michigan, one of the states that I live for playing music, I can tell you that. And the name I remember, if you're a wrestling fan, that's Luther Biggs. And now, of course, I know him by his real name, Steve Luther Wilson. We're going to stick to Luther Biggs just in case he gets upset at me. So let's get to it right now. Former WCW and other wrestling leagues, professional wrestlers and actors, both turned writers and producers of their soon-to-be-released movie, The Unbreakable Bunch. That says it all about the ring and the world that they came from and lived in. The Glacier, Ray Lloyd, and Luther Biggs. What's up, boys?
What's up, Steve?
Good to see you, my friend.
How are you guys? It's good to see you, Luther. You've been a little bit under the weather?
A little bit, yeah, but I'm getting better. You know, seems to be going around.
I don't know. I had it before Christmas for a month.
Yeah.
It's all up in your head, and we don't need to spend a lot of time on that. I'm so excited, first of all, about this movie. Obviously, it's been a vision of you guys for a lot of years. You told me about it many years ago, and I'm looking at the trailer right now, The Unbreakable Bunch, which can folks go see, by the way, right now if they went to theunbreakablebunchmovie.com?
Right. They can. Well, we just put up the teaser trailer, which is only about a 30-second trailer, which is obviously just designed to pique people's interest a little bit more. But yeah, you can see that on the website. It's theunbreakablebunchmovie.com. It's a mouthful, but once you put it in, type it in, you'll have it.
All right, guys, I have said this before, but your audience worldwide is insane dedicated. I mean, I'm not a fan like I was growing up, but, you know, come on. Come Saturday morning, and, you know, we had the Mid-South wrestling and the Memphis wrestling and, you know, the great Mephisto and Cowboy Bill Watts and Dusty Rhodes and Jerry Lawler. Ray, let's start with you. You grew up, you play ball in college, you're doing all this martial arts and all that. At what point do you go, hey, I think I want to try the ring out? Because, I mean, it's a big commitment to your body.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, it's funny. Luther and I actually met around 1996. When we both, you know, landed in WCW, and we both met at the WCW power plant, which is world famous, you know, WCW power plant, which was known as the Harvard of professional wrestling. It was the very best place to learn your craft. And that's where we met. But yeah, I went through high school and college playing football, played at Valdosta, Georgia, played at Valdosta State, which Valdosta State, Delta State, good friendly rivals.
I didn't have anything for you back then.
But anyway, I always say that, grew up a pro wrestling fan my entire life, right there watching championship wrestling from Florida, Georgia championship wrestling. But, pro wrestling kind of found me. I never really seriously thought I was good enough or tough enough to get into professional wrestling, because it was a different world really when we all were big fans of it, and very protected business. But the long and short of it is, about 2 months before I got ready to graduate from college after my senior year, April of 1997, two good friends of mine that were already in the business, a guy named Rick Allen and Fred Avery, convinced me to actually get in the ring and try my hand at it. And man, I never looked back. I fell in love with it even more than I ever thought I could. And I have a great saying: do what you love, and what you love will reward you. It's rewarded me.
Oh, there's no doubt. When you wake up in the morning, do you feel rewarded getting out of bed, or your body still it's still holding up?
For the most part, absolutely. You know, that's the thing Luther always talked about. You know, we knew what we were getting into. So we have some aches and pains, but for the most part, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've been very fortunate. We come out the other end, still pretty happy and healthy, which is one of the reasons that we decided to try to take this story that Luther originally came up with and put it in the movie form.
All right, Luther, tell me about your physical specimen. And it takes a crazy different kind of athleticism to do what you guys do. It's almost like y'all are gymnasts and obviously know how to fight, tangle it up wrestling-wise. So for you, before wrestling, and then what was the epiphany?
Well, before wrestling, I grew up in Michigan, as you said. A state where your music is love, Steve.
Love, so thank you.
I know you've done quite a few appearances there. I grew up mostly hunting and fishing, playing football up there in Michigan, and always wanted to be involved in wrestling. But it was, like Ray said, it was not an open business. I mean, it wasn't, there was no internet. You couldn't just go on there and Google wrestling schools. There was nowhere that you could really call. It was, it was so hard to find. I can remember driving, I was in South Carolina, and I heard that the Fabulous Moolah had a wrestling school. And I called her up, and I wasn't even living in South Carolina. And anyhow, I spoke with her, and I was like, gosh, I really want to do it, and I didn't have it back then. And so anyhow, I was playing football at Georgia Southern. I was on the scout team, just a scout team player, but really enjoyed it. Spring break, 1987. I'm sure you probably remember.
That's our time, baby.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. early in the morning, TV's on. Somebody's watching. I was pretty excited to see this wrestling show I'd never seen. It was called the Global Wrestling Alliance, and a commercial comes on. It's a guy named Bob Roop, R-O-O-P, Bob Roop. And he was very well known here. He was in Mid-South. And he said, don't go to the School of Hard Knocks like I did. Come to the Global Wrestling Academy. Boom. And I was, give me something to write. I need to remember this phone number, And, of course, I didn't get the number, so I had to wait till the next week when it came on.
Yeah, there was no rewinding back then, was it?
No.
Gosh, you missed the number. I remember those days. Ray, you don't know what we're talking about. You're younger. Yeah. Luther and I know.
Yeah. So I finally got the number, and when the semester was over, I went down to they were down in Davie, Florida, started training there, and I did it for quite a while. But I was also coaching football at the time, and I coached some high school, and then I got involved in the Canadian Football League as a scout. I had a great job there in the Canadian Football League, but I turned 29 years old. I'd had some wrestling matches, Steve, but they were none of them were good. I mean, I never really had enough time to train. Monday through Friday is what I needed. So I went to the power plant, went through that horrible tryout, 3 days. I mean, Ray and I could go on and on about that, man. I mean, it was rough. Made it through that, started training there, got to meet, Ray and you know, a bunch of other guys, and that's sort of how I got really finally got things rolling.
Yeah. Know? Wow.
I was 29, and they won't take you if you're 30. They wouldn't let you try out.
Right.
So I had
right.
a great job, but I said, this is the last chance.
At 30, so I don't want to be thrown around at 30, I can tell you. Let's take a quick break. You guys were with my pals, Ray Lloyd, Luther Biggs. The vision came from, obviously, Luther, as we've just heard. The movie, The Unbreakable Bunch. You can check it out, theunbreakablebunchmovie.com. I think I've got a song in the film. Uh-oh. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Before we do that, the fish on my plate, catfish, is Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com, produced right here in Mississippi. And anything else produced right here in Mississippi, visit Mississippi.org, plan a road trip. I'm Steve Azar. Don't go. Hey, folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Do you not love your car, truck, SUV, or trailer? Well, come to Pinnacle Motors. At Pinnacle Motors, we have those cars, trucks, SUVs, and trailers that you'll fall in love with, and a sales process you'll love as well. We still have that full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, along with trailers on site or available for order. And don't forget those edge sheds for your backyard or hunting camps. Come see us at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, or online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Flo, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Patriotism is alive at 8 Complete Flag Source. Flag holidays are celebrated all year as we honor those who serve both at home and abroad. Fly your U.S. flag every day with a U.S.-made flag from 8 Complete Flag Source. We also have a huge stock of state, historic, and military flags and flagpoles for your home, school, or business. So shop local at a 25-year-old, family-owned business, 8 Complete Flag Source, 5295 I-55 North in Jackson, 601-362-9333, or CompleteFlags.com.
Check, check, one. Where's all my volume?
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Two Superior Catfish. There's Catfish. Superior Catfish. Everybody, it's all together. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Glorious things await you to be proud of our Mississippi. I love this place so much. These two guests have been on Mississippi soil multiple times, and they're great guys. And every time I see them, they've got their fists up when they take pictures. Well, Ray does that, doesn't he, Luther? Luther Big.
Ray does it.
Ray,
yeah.
Lloyd. I can't take a picture without him. He's got his dukes up. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank goodness they like me. Anyway, okay, let's talk about this movie. Okay, Luther, first of all, I'm looking at the trailer. It's beautiful to look at. This is a good-looking film. So tell me about the vision and how you two decided to do this.
You know, Steve, it's like anything else. You know, it starts very small in your head. Gosh, you know, what's something that's never been done? I love this wrestling business so much, but it's coming to an end for me. There are certain parts of it that people just don't know about. They see the arena, they see the body slams, they see all that. But there's parts of it that I feel like are being wasted or lost. No one gets to see that. And, you know, how could I do a movie sort of where we were able to show the camaraderie that goes on? And so I started thinking about, well, of course, you know, it'd have to be an action movie. And, you know, I love the old movies of the ensemble cast, you know. Wild Bunch, Magnificent Seven. There's even one called Force 10 from Navarone with Carl Weathers and Harrison Ford that, sure, I love. It's not that well known. But I thought, okay, let's get a bunch of wrestlers together. We can show that camaraderie. We can show a little bit of the fun of traveling. You know, this country is so beautiful. We all know that. And that was what I loved so much. I mean, I was lucky enough to work in the Memphis territory with Jerry Lawler, where we would travel from Louisville to Memphis, down into Mississippi, Arkansas. So it's beautiful, just taking the road trips. So I just wanted to do that. I told Ray about it. We started tossing ideas around. You know, originally it was maybe a sort of a situation where an arena was taken hostage, yeah, by terrorists. And, well, I don't know if I want to do terrorists. Let's do ninjas. And so, yeah, then it was going to be ninjas.
I love this. I love hearing this back. It's like writing a song.
And now we're going back, right? We're going back many years.
Yeah, okay? I know. So, I know.
And so then we said, well, let's do zombies. And this is before Walking Dead blew up.
Yeah.
That's how long this goes back. So we're going to do zombies, and then, well, you know, Walking Dead is so popular. I don't want to do zombies now. I want to do something different. So we settled on aliens. And we just got together, and we were very blessed to have a good friend of ours, John Waterhouse, wrote the original screenplay, who actually gave it life. Ray did a great job putting together so much of it. But, I mean, he did such a great job picking out the cast for the most part. And, you know, he was very close with Ernest. He was very close with Tonga. He reached out to them. He was able to get us Stan Hansen, which was just fabulous. So that's basically how it got started.
You know, this is a very niche market, but that word niche doesn't fit because it's a huge global market. I mean, yeah, huge. Wrestling fans, the friends that I knew that were way, way into it, I mean, they were obsessed and they believed it. Well, we all believed it. I mean, like, you know, you guys were so good that it really, we forgot that the rumor was, you know, that it's not real, Ray. And I was so upset when I first hearing that Santa Claus didn't. Oh, never mind. People are listening. I mean, because Santa Claus exists. So,
come on,
you know, I mean, like, you guys, come on, Mississippi Christmas. Santa Claus exists. Watching you guys, I just felt like, don't tell me that guy's not a bad guy. I don't like the guy. I don't want to know that y'all are having dinner afterwards or having breakfast before. I mean, the great Mephisto, all he wants to do is light you up. So, yeah. Ray, why the Unbreakable Bunch? Because I know y'all went through a series of names.
Right.
I want to know how you guys came up with the title.
Well, you know, we finally settled on that. And once again, I give Luther credit for we did, though. I can tell you, Steve, Luther and I have spent countless hours in all phases of this movie. I mean, you know, we're both big John Carpenter fans. And, you know, John Carpenter has a great quote. He says, you know, making a movie is an act of courage.
Insanity.
Yeah. And we actually originally had actually titled the movie The Replaceables, because in wrestling, like in a lot of entertainment based careers, you're only as good as your last match, you know, and you're very easily replaceable, or you're certainly led to believe that by the promoters and everything else. So we went with that name at first, but then after we actually did some of the principal photography, original principal photography, we sat down and we talked about it. We thought, you know, we really need a name that says that. I mean, this movie is about, and once again, I give Luther full credit for coming up with the three words that really epitomize this movie, which is camaraderie, friendship, and loyalty. And we needed a title that said more of that, a more positive title. And we went with The Unbreakable Bunch, which is,
You guys are unbreakable physically, but, you know, as far as that camaraderie, like you're talking about, I mean, that exists with you guys. I've noticed that in the comedic world, our friend Gary Valentine and Jackie Flynn and that group, Jimmy Schubert and Kevin James and all those guys, there is a friendship and a kindred spirit. They're all in the movies together, right? Adam Sandler and Kevin and all those guys, that's how they do it. And they're very loyal to the memory of the tough times that they had together. And we're that way as songwriters a lot, more than so than artists. My artist side, friendship really came later. With songwriters, you're in the room and you're bearing your soul, you're bearing it all. And so you just have to fall in love immediately and no filters, no screens, no walls. And that's when you start writing great songs. Creatively, when you're starting to write this movie, I mean, how'd you guys start it?
Well, you know, we kind of, the funny thing is, it's kind of like any good story. We kind of tried to start it, come up with the ending first. Like, where do we want this thing to, where do we want to kind of build to, and how do we want to have the end? Once you figure out, okay, what's the ending of the movie, then we kind of work backwards from there and try to structure it all together. And it went through a lot of restructuring at times, but the reason we actually decided to play off kind of, to what Luther was saying earlier was, you know, we love the ensemble movies. My favorite is the original Magnificent Seven. I think Luther's favorite is probably the original, the Wild Bunch. So we want, you know, those ensemble casts really spoke to us. And also we were big fans of John Carpenter, like I said. And, you know, there was a great legendary professional wrestler who was in one of John Carpenter's famous movies, you know, called They Live with Rowdy Piper. And we got a chance to get to know Mr. Piper and work with him, which was just an amazing, amazing experience. And so when we started putting the story together, I think a lot of times when you put a movie story together, you kind of come up with, okay, it needs to be this meets this. And so we came up with, you know, it needs to be the Wild Bunch or the Magnificent Seven meets They Live, you know? And so that's kind of how the alien present, the sci-fi part of the movie came together. And we wanted it to be a fun movie. We wanted to make this epic battle that we get into in and out of the ring, but we wanted it to be really fun. And we wanted it to be something the whole family could enjoy.
You brought up something to me when you were looking for songs, and you guys obviously were. I loved it, the fact that y'all were so loyal to me. I love it. Love having songs in film, but Mulamu ended up being the song. And when you told me, we were trying to figure it out, right? But you told me you wanted that whole Smokey and the Bandit feel. When you sort of mentioned that era of movie making and that time, I mean, it's sort of, I go, oh man, that's awesome, because all of us grew up going to those movies with Burt Reynolds, and it was just such cool movies. Do you feel like y'all got some of the essence of that past? And obviously you're making it today, today, but styles come back and they're just reshaped a little bit. Are y'all really happy with how it came out? As a songwriter and artist, there's certain things on an album that I'd like to forget, even though I've gotten better at that now, and those things don't bother me anymore. But how do you feel as the whole movie? Are y'all locked and loaded and feel great about it?
Well, I'll speak first, and I want to get Luther's take on that too. But yeah, I'm studying. Luther and I both are actually just recently started that studying that Masterclass video series, and you know Ron Howard has one on directing. And the first words he says in the introduction when I was just watching it recently, he said, "Just know that every movie you make is going to break your heart to some degree." So overall, we feel like we've finally made the movie that ended up with the movie we wanted to end up with. Well, yeah, there were a lot of hurdles along the way, but you know what? That's what makes it, that's what makes it sweeter, you know, is that all the stuff we went through to get to the final product.
Well, there's no way you're not going to go through all that to get to the final product you want. You got to dig deep. I mean, it's just what happens. Let's take a quick break. My pals at Superior Catfish. Hey guys, what's up? Macon, Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, visit Mississippi.org. Man, I'm telling you right now, So many things await you. Take a road trip on your own. Take your loved one. You'll find a loved one. Go to visitmississippi.org. My pals, the Unbreakable Bunch movie.com. You got to check it out. Ray Lloyd, Glacier, Luther Biggs. They're in my ring right now. Have mercy. We'll be right back.
At the end of the money.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight all in one place.
The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 50. Your finally Friday, mostly cloudy, high near 70 degrees. Friday evening, a 70% chance of rain, cloudy skies, low around 39. And for your Saturday, mostly cloudy, high near 45.
This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
Can't find time to make an appointment for an oil change? Rapid Oil Change offers no appointment needed services. Drive in and save big. We offer spacious waiting areas and complete most routine maintenance in 15 minutes or less. Stop by today and see why we've been Mississippi's fast service leader for over 37 years.
Rapid Oil Change, where you should be going. If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
Hi. This is Shelby with Two Men in a Truck. At Two Men in a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand, junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men in a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomeninatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomeninatruck.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Caleb Saylors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A man has been charged in connection to a dead body being discovered inside a Madison County home. 19-year-old Dalton Watley is accused of murdering 28-year-old Lemetrius Hollins, who was found dead with gunshot wounds at a home on Hatley Creek Drive on February 5th. Watley is charged with Hollins' murder. He also faces felony domestic aggravated assault charges in Washington County. A warrant has been issued for a man accused of dealing drugs in Lowndes County. Christopher Rice was found guilty on 3 drug charges in circuit court. The most serious of those offenses was trafficking fentanyl. He was also convicted of possessing both meth and oxycodone. Rice did not appear in court on the second day of his trial, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. He will be sentenced when taken back into custody. Stay up to date with all things Mississippi by signing up for our free newsletter at supertalk.fm. I'm Caleb Saylors.
Invasion by invitation, sent straight from Biden's White House. Roger Wicker saw it up close.
The signal was absolutely sent out. The Biden administration could not have created a more serious border crisis if they had tried.
The number of people crossing from the southern border has hit an all-time high.
Nearly 10,000 migrants a day.
Bad actors continue to exploit our porous southern border and to funnel criminals, fentanyl, and even suspected terrorists into our country.
Our border overrun. Americans less safe. Mississippi's Roger Wicker is fighting back. Wicker's message to Biden, priority number one is funding border security at home.
President Biden refuses to act, but Congress will.
Wicker authored and passed the Finish It Act to finish Trump's wall and end the invasion. Secure the border. Stand with Trump. Save America. Mississippi's Roger Wicker.
I'm Roger Wicker, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wicker for Senate.
He doesn't accept the narrative. He questions it.
We're just getting to the bottom of this.
Gallo. Every single morning from 6 till 9. Super Talk Mississippi. No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Driving this 75 Cadillac. Rolling into a third segment of the Mississippi Minute. Thank you guys out there. Driving, hanging out the office, or wherever you are, on the farm, listening. I appreciate it so much. Into my seventh year. My guest today, Ray Lloyd, was on many years ago. We finally got Luther Biggs on. We got a lot to celebrate. Before, my pals at Superior Catfish. Oh, yeah, there's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. Man, I hope I get to celebrate. It means so much to me, this glorious state. The Unbreakable Bunch is what we're chatting about. My song, Moolah Moo, is going to make its appearance a couple times. I'm rather excited. Do we have a trailer with my song? Is there one in there?
It's not in the full trailer. It's not in that because the full trailer we did more of a which we haven't released yet. It's more of a traditional.
This interview is off. We're done right now. I'm hanging up right now. What the heck is? No, I'm kidding. No. So let's talk about when it's going to air. You know, are you going to go to the theater first because you know you need to, and then how are you guys getting the word out?
Well, yeah, Luther, you want to chime in on that?
Come on, Elvis.
Well, we expect to go to the theaters hopefully soon. You know, I'm learning this business. I'm brand new to it. I don't know how it works. I have to follow what other people say.
Sure.
As far as timelines and the way things go, we've been very blessed to have a gentleman by the name of Paul Glantz. He owns a chain of theaters up in the Midwest. Michigan, I believe Indiana, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I think it's called Imagine Theaters. I believe they're the eighth or ninth largest chain in the country. And, anyhow, it's funny how life goes, man. I mean, I never met him. A guy I grew up with works with them. And it turns out that he knew my father.
Come on.
He worked for my godfather. I mean, that we had so many, he'd been to our river cabin. It was amazing. So anyhow, he's basically, advised us, listen, get into the theaters and you can start, you know, with me. We're going to be with him exclusively for the first release. And basically, I think it's, on our end, right, Ray? I mean, as far as, when that's going to happen, and I'm very much expecting it to happen very soon.
Yeah, Steve, our timeline is obviously this first quarter. So we could be able to give you an update as far as our official theatrical release date, hopefully here real soon. And we actually have something planned for later this month. There's one, you know, WWE has their annual Royal Rumble. I call it still pay-per-view. They call it like a public live event now, but it's in Tampa, Florida, right here at Tropicana Field. And we actually, our social media person for the film, is going to be over there. They're doing an event for a private group of about 60, 70 people that are all pure like us, wrestling, pro wrestling fans. So we're actually, planning right now to do a private screening with them and kind of get some, they'll get some feedback from our target audience and then be able to, you know, to run with that and maybe help us, really take that to, you know, to put out there as far a more, exactly. worldwide distribution.
They can say whatever they want. It's too late. They're going to have to like it or not. That's part of the deal, right? You're not going back in and repackaging the record. That's not happening. Okay. So the Midwest, I mean, you know, I love hearing that. Obviously that means a lot to you, Luther, coming from there. You see how small the world gets and relationships that you never know where they're going to come from. That's why you got folks out there. We always got to be good to people. You know, we can be competitive, but we got to be good to people because that's a perfect example. Guys, I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for Kansas City, Detroit, Saginaw, Akron, Milwaukee, it was the Midwest that literally made my career happen. I don't know what it was and why they love me so much, but these relationships have, I mean, they're in stone forever, and I'll never forget it. As you guys have pieced your careers together, you know, a little at a time, wrestling, and then gotten out of wrestling, and you built up all these relationships. Besides that, Luther, for you, Ray, have you noticed any relationships coming back into this film?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first, you know, we have to go no further than you, you know.
Go.
So, but, and you know, I mean, because we've been, the three of us have been great friends for over 20 years now. And and so it has been a vision of ours for a long time. But I was thinking about it. Luther and I were talking earlier. We were trying to think of maybe a couple of good stories we could tell that, you know, occurred during the process of the filming. But, of course, you know, through, you know, just our circle of friends, one of our other most beloved friends is Lundquist.
Yeah. Oh, the best. Steve Lundquist. Swimmer.
And so, and we got it. We worked, of course, was nowhere in the original script, but we actually went, you know, we have the power to make adjustments to the script, and we actually worked in a nice cameo for Lundquist in the movie.
No.
And, he does a heck of a job. Yeah.
Lunk's in the film, Lunk the Hunk. Yeah. I mean, do y'all remember seeing Lunk on the cover of Sports Illustrated back in 19?
Yeah, man.
Was it 84? Because
84, yeah. I think, yeah.
Because what they did, remember, they boycotted, you know, Carter boycotted the 80 Olympics. Lunk would have had more gold medals than two.
Yeah.
You know, we know Lunk, he partied probably and swam for 4 years at SMU.
Yeah.
If you could have got him right out of high school when he, you know what I mean? It's crazy. 11 world championships and all the records and 2 gold medals. I love that he's in there. He's such a great guy, isn't he? He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's great, and he jumps off the screen, man. You know, that enthusiasm, that smile, just, you know, the energy that he brings with him. He makes a very, very, very nice, fun impact.
I'm looking at this. Ray Lloyd, your name is Jock Holliday in the film. Jock Holliday. It's like Doc Holliday, right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give Luther credit again for that. He came up with that name, and it came from, yes, he and I are both big fans of Doc Holliday.
Tombstone, baby.
Tombstone, yeah. But Luther, I was as well, but Luther's a super huge fan of the TV series Dallas. And of course, you know, J.R. Ewing's dad was named Jock Ewing, and Luther always loved that name. So we took Jock Ewing and Doc Holliday and combined them and came up with Jock Holliday.
And Luther, you're burning love. What is this infatuation? Because you got the glasses on right now, and I got some of those glasses, although I don't think I've ever seen the silver pair. Very exciting. I've only seen the gold pair. Are they like a one of a kind?
Man, I wish that the guy was still around, a gentleman named Artie. I believe he was there in Memphis. He passed away probably, I don't know, you know, time goes by so quickly, 5 or 6 years ago maybe. But he was the one who made them for Elvis, and he was still making them up till the time he died. So, there's not many of the silver ones out there. They're tough to come by.
When you're coming burning love, and obviously your past wrestling names that you sort of went with, you big Elvis guy.
I love Elvis. Steve, who doesn't, right?
Oh, I
mean, you know, he's the king. I will never forget. He played the Pontiac Silverdome for New Year's. It was, I think it was his only million-dollar house. And I begged my dad, please, please take me. Now, we were going up snowmobiling for the weekend. He said, I promise, I'll take you next time, I promise. And, of course, there never was a next time.
It was a next time, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we had the 4 o'clock movie where I grew up where they would have, Western Week, and they would have a Monster Week with all the Godzilla movies and stuff. But Elvis Week, that's what I waited for every year, you know. And we would, they wouldn't tell you until the week before, like next week, you know, Friday, they would say, and next week it's Elvis Week. So
what he's done for the world of music, it's just, I mean, for me and for everybody, it's amazing what one man could do inspiration wise for an entire world of music. And generation wise, my baby girl, who's 23 years old, at the end of the Elvis movie, she was just in pain, you know. She was so sad, but she loves Elvis, you know. And you walk into a room and I go, who is that guy? Because I feel like there's a man in a room, the big old stand up of Elvis.
Oh, wow.
So it shows you how it's a forever thing. I mean, it's just insane. Let's take one more quick break before we have one small segment left. My pals, Luther Biggs, the Glacier Ray Lloyd. We're in my ring right now. Thank goodness these guys like me a lot. Have mercy. The movie is going to be fantastic. Go to the UnbreakableBunchMovie.com to check out the trailer and what's going on. All the great guys you got, all your friends you wrestled with and against that are in this movie. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Superior Catfish, made in Macon, Mississippi, produced right here. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. You know, I'm like a broken record that's never broken. That's what you got to check out. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
When the Biden Justice Department issued a subpoena for an unnamed member of Congress, word quickly leaked to the press, Punch Bowl News, Washington Post, and others, that it was Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush of St. Louis. And she came out and talked to a mob of journalists, didn't answer any questions. She said this was completely untrue, it was frivolous, that she's had a lot of threats and she needed to hire security, that the Office of Congressional Ethics had approved this.
I have not used any federal tax dollars for personal security services.
Until she got to the part where she said the person she hired is her husband, paid about $100,000 over a couple of years because he has expertise in the area, according to sources familiar with the investigation. Now, it's fine for her to defend herself, but her husband? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down!
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Dream, the new degree of comfort.
So how do you know if you have hail damage? Not all roof damage can be spotted from the ground. Gallo here. From experience, believe me, you need a pro that you can trust to give you an honest assessment of your roof. There's no better team than Watkins Construction and Roofing. You can trust them to give you an honest evaluation. The Watkins team will answer your call 24/7 and give you a complimentary roof inspection and estimate. Plus, count on them to get back with you as fast as the next business day. Financing is available. Count on the pros. Watkins, 601-966-8233.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Mississippi is my home. I've been all over the state and seen just about all there is to see. As a native, joining Farm Bureau was a no-brainer. They're there when I need them, with competitive rates and exceptional customer service. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Down trees and limbs contacting power lines can lead to power outages. If you are a homeowner, don't get stuck in the dark. Let Taylor Power Systems protect your home against outages with a standby power generator. Financing is now available. Call Taylor Power Systems today at 601-932-5674 to discuss the right standby generator for your home.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're all alone in the river, and I don't know whether I'm sinking or swimming with you.
Steve Azar, one small segment, but one giant leap for the wrestling community. The Unbreakable Bunch, movie.com. It's coming out soon. I'm so excited about this movie. I'm really happy for my buddies Luther Biggs and the Glacier Ray Lloyd. Just really exciting time for them. I really think this movie is going to have a huge splash, and I'm grateful to have a song in there, my song off my Slide On Over Here record, Moolah Moo, that Gary Valentine created the dance. There's a dance for it. Gary created that dance, and we were waiting for him to do it. It's so funny. We were going like, when are you going to do it? Because tomorrow we're shooting the video. It's been a week. We'd been together. He goes, I'm thinking about it. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the night before, I'm stressing a little bit over, we have to have a dance. And all of a sudden, there he goes. And he does this thing, spinning out the money and doing all the spinning. And I said, are you kidding me? He goes, it's been brewing. And there it was. So anyway, it's the funniest thing ever. But
I love that video, though.
Yeah, I love that
video. I've watched it a thousand times. I love it.
Yeah, it's great enough.
I love it. Well, I've had multiple songs and movies. This one's going to mean so much to me because I feel like I'm part of this dream that you guys cooked up and this creativity. I was able to watch it from afar and watch you guys not give up on this dream of yours. And I really think this is going to be a huge movie. I think it's going to make a big splash. There's not many people making wrestling movies in the world. I mean, there's Bruce Springsteen with The Wrestler. Of course, I wanted to go dark and, you know, I wanted to write a song for you guys that would, you know, out sad that one, you know, but impossible to outdo the boss. You can't do it. So I'm glad we went where we went. Let's talk about who's in the movie before we have to.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm rolling through the list right now.
Yeah.
Padre is played by who?
Diamond Dallas Page.
That's so cool. All right. Harry the Hammer Jennings.
That's Dallas, and that's the Larry Stan Hansen, another Hall of Famer.
All right, legend. We all know who legend. He is, Larry.
Yeah, another Hall of Famer, Larry Zbysko, whose moniker was the Living Legend.
Your ring announcer's Anna Jay.
Yeah, and Anna is a current AEW wrestling star and a homegrown talent from Brunswick, Georgia, my hometown.
So. Wow. And then David Heath plays Rusty.
Gangrel, former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, King Haku, Tonga Fafita, who was, of course, Andre the Giant's tag team partner back in the day and really an iconic living legend in the wrestling business. We have so many people I had to write it down. Of course, Luther and I are also characters, and Ernest the Cat Miller, my tag team partner, who was a three-time world karate champ. It's an ensemble cast of and an all-star cast.
Former world heavyweight boxing champion.
Yeah, Pinklin Thomas, and two-time world heavyweight boxing champion. We have a great story about how we crowd Pinklin Thomas, but we may have to tell on the next episode because
Ray, he's doing what you do, but I wouldn't mess with him if I'm
no, you. No, he's got me. He's got me by a long
shot. No, you got the martial arts too, though. It's no fair. You can kill it. Oh, Julia Denton as Amanda.
Plays the female lead in the movie. Amazing actress. Has played opposite of Jennifer Aniston, Paul Rudd. I mean, just an amazing actress who really delivers a knockout performance.
This is insane, everybody who's in here.
Yeah,
it's former NWA World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion.
Okay, I guess he makes an appearance, a cameo appearance in one of the wrestling scenes. And
big Phil.
It's crazy. And the other thing, too, Steve, is that we knew when we went out that we could find a lot of the great wrestlers that we knew would be great on camera, but we knew that we needed to find really, really good actors.
Sure.
That were in the non-wrestler roles. And we found with Julia Denton, Adam Minarvich plays Quarles, who's the kind of a sneaky wrestling promoter. And Adam's best known for his role as Ed on The Walking Dead. He was, what's her name's character now?
Carol's abusive husband.
Carol's abusive. I went blank there for a minute, but yeah, a lot of great actors in this movie and a lot of great wrestlers. And the main thing, Steve, is it's a movie that is, like I said, it celebrates everything that's great about professional wrestling. And as Luther said earlier, we tried to find a very unique way to express that to the wrestling world. And we hope it's something that we deliver, something that we hope they really like.
So you guys are going to the film world and then you got to land that. That's the next thing, right?
Right. Right. Do that first. And we're very, very fortunate. We have, our executive producer and/slash investor on the film, Shay Hughes, has been an incredible, incredible resource for us and just, hugely, hugely supportive. And he's with us for the long haul. I mean, we're looking to, as this one gets out there and we hope it does as well as we think it will, then we're ready to possibly roll into chapter two of this. So
I just love it. All right. I got to go write some songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Good things come to those who work and wait. You guys have done it both. I appreciate it, folks. The great Glacier Ray Lloyd, the great Steve Luther Wilson, actually, a.k.a. Luther Biggs. The movie The Unbreakable Bunch is coming out soon, theunbreakablebunchmovie.com. Check out the trailer before we get off the air. I'm waiting on everybody. Wait, I'm serious. I'm waiting on you to do it. Superior Catfish, I'm not going to wait on that. You want catfish? Made right here and produced in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Visit Mississippi.org. So many cool things that celebrate our state like no other. It's right there. Check it out. Ray, Luther, thank you guys.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, appreciate it so much, man. It's always great talking to you.
Yes.
Later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
There's a ton of content from Super Talk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Super Talk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state.
Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight all in one place. The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo. Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.